We're going to continue the show with the latest round of Cappy's Cafe. Every quarter, we are joined here in the studio by Cappy Hagman of Coldwell Banker Howard Perry and Walston to talk about the state of the real estate market and what you need to know if you're buying or selling or thinking about doing either one. Cappy, Yoo-hoo. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
It's cold out there today.
It is a little bit cool. Yeah. Summer is just like it's getting warmer.
Right.
Like,
it
at
is
this
getting
point,
warmer.
At this point, we're in the season where when I talk with my family and friends up in Michigan,
right.
One of us is cold and the other one is not so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I tell clients all the time, if you want your family to move down here, have them come in March.
Yeah.
And because it's spring usually here. And if you don't want them to move here, have them come in August.
Exactly, right? My best friend in grad school was a UNC alum, and she just raved about Chapel Hill. So finally, we had a chance to take a trip down, and it was March. And she was like, oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. And it just so happened to be the one day in March when it was cold and rainy.
Oh,
so we're walking down Franklin
painful.
Street, and I'm like, why do you love this place so much?
Well, because
I found out later.
Chilly, the dogwoods are in bloom, the daffodils are up, the red buds are budding. You know, so it looks like spring.
So what does spring mean for real estate?
Oh, it's here. Spring market is here. Now, it is not the insanity of last year. Prices are still really strong. We are seeing an increase in multiple offers across all price ranges. Days on market are still in the 20s, 30s, but they're starting to trend downward.
Okay.
Due diligence is starting to come back up, but again, it's not as weaponized as it was last spring. In general, kind of what we're seeing in the market looks more like pre-COVID.
Okay.
The COVID years, it was dead. Last year was a freak when COVID was done and interest rates were low and that kind of craziness I don't think is to be repeated, but it's going to be a vibrant, brisk spring market.
Okay.
Priced well houses and properly prepared houses are going to sell.
Are we now past match day for?
Yes, match day was March 18th.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, that's when all the teaching hospitals around the world match everybody that's coming in. And that's really the start of the real estate market here. And it's not just med students. People are like, I have a $900,000 house. Med students aren't going to buy this. I'm like, no, but a director maybe.
Yeah.
A departmental director, a full professor, you know, so match day is a big day in real estate around.
I never realized that. Like,
yeah.
You taught me that. Like, there's so many huge days in fields that you're not a part of. You don't know anything about it.
Right.
Like, hundreds of thousands of people around the country are, like, pointing to this day on the calendar.
That's right. That's right, with a big old gold star on it.
Yeah.
Oh, but I have to tell you, I had this whole program sorted out today where I was going to talk about the real estate market and what's going on and try to calm people, because you turn on the national news and you see doom and gloom.
Right.
And that's not here.
We don't have to talk about that.
No, we're not going to talk about that. What we're going to talk about is an increase in the bad actors in the marketplace.
Okay. But not doom and gloom.
No, this is more like a PSA.
Like cloud.
It's a PSA.
Okay, all right.
Because a lot of lovely people have gotten caught up in some bad actor stings. So
what does that
we
mean?
Always have the rental fraud, you know, where, you know, there's a house and there are all kinds of interior pictures, most of which are lifted off of previous MLS sites. The landlord is never available to show the house. They're overseas, but here send that wire the money into this account. And because that market is so competitive, that just with purchases, people are doing things sight unseen. People are sending money. They get a fake key in the mail. They sign a lease. And who has been representing the property actually has no representation around it. The house is not even for sale. And the buyers go and knock on the door because the key doesn't work. And there's the homeowner going, I don't know what you're talking about.
God.
And they're always priced. This is one of your first red flags. If it is priced much lower than what the market could bear, and you can't ever see the house or the landlord, be super cautious about that.
Yeah.
Be super cautious about that. So that's an old game.
Mm-hmm.
But what we are seeing a real increase in, and it is really trapping real estate agents, their clients, and the attorneys in this town. particularly with land deals.
Okay.
Where the buyer can go walk around the land, and they may even meet on site the owner, who presents an ID that says that their name matches the name on the deed.
And for people listening who can't see, you use scare quotes around owner. So this is not the
actual
owner.
Right, this is not the actual owner, but everything that they are doing presents...
Seems on the up and up,
On the up and up. The buyers are delivering due diligence. They are sometimes even closing and then finding out that the person representing themselves as the owner of the land is not. We had a very sharp-eyed paralegal in a situation that I'm personally aware of recently that when they did the title search realized that the signature on the contract to purchase and the signature of the person on the deed weren't even in the neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
But the buyer had already delivered due diligence money, and they were on their way to closing. So, I mean, it's big money, and there's no recourse.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're crooks. They're gone.
Right,
see you later.
Right.
Bye.
That's got to be a rough phone call to receive. Uh-huh. And then to know that you dodged a bullet when you get a phone call.
Right.
Like
that's when you do the little happy dance.
Right. So what do you do to protect yourself then?
Well, whether you're working with a real estate agent or not, I think research is the key, especially when you're trying to determine ownership. Social media is a great place to start. LinkedIn, Facebook, see if you can find the owner. See if you can find out what they look like. See if that looks like the person that is presenting themselves with a fake ID saying that's who they are. If the property has previously been on the market, see if you can find out who the old buyer's agent was. Call them. See if they will give you contact information for the property being sold, the actual owner, or call them themselves and see. There's some things you can do, and it's still not 100%. Mm-hmm. These people are incredibly sophisticated, and they are doing it less on single-family homes because even though the market is still hot, it's not quite as sight unseen. But when you have a market that's this volatile, when you have a market that is moving this fast, a lot of the checks and balances can get lost in the shuffle, but don't let them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them. Because it's crazy. It makes my job so much harder.
I imagine.
Yeah.
There's got to be one slight advantage of the real estate market not being as freakishly crazy as it was.
Time.
Yeah, you got more time.
And real estate agents, you know, people are like, oh, you must have loved last spring. I don't know a real estate agent that's going, yeah, that's the most fun I've ever had. It was like the middle school of real estate. Everybody
hated
everybody.
We get the same thing in journalism. People are like, oh, that huge explosion that killed 140 people. You must love covering that.
Yeah.
No. We're in this community.
You.
We don't
That's
want
right.
that. We want to go to work and go home at 5 and just chill for the
right,
rest of the day.
Right, and everybody be okay until the next morning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
So having a little bit more days on market is better for buyers. And oddly enough, it's better for sellers too, because you get to really evaluate the offers better rather than just going, ka-ching, that looks like a lot of money.
Mm.
Because another thing, and I didn't mention this to you earlier, that we're seeing an increase on is buyers going under contract popping back out like within hours of going under contract and then refusing to deliver the due diligence money because we were only under contract 8 hours.
Oh, wow.
You know, tough muffins, kids. That contract is a contract is a contract. So it's just a mess.
Speaking with Cappy Hagman, this is this quarter's round of Cappy's Cafe, talking to real estate. Folks want to know more. Where can they find you?
They can call me at 919-937-7104, or they can email me, and this is a long one, Cappy Hagman Real Estate Group at gmail.com. And I work for HPW on Franklin Street, and I'm almost there every day. So find me.
What else should folks know?
Well, can I give a shout out real quick?
Yeah, sure.
So I have gotten involved with an organization called Skajaja here in Chapel Hill.
I may have been mildly involved in getting you involved.
You were mildly responsible for that. So Skajaja is a nonprofit that seeks to create enrichment opportunities for less advantaged kids in our community. One of the things that is hard to understand sitting on this side of that line is that financial resources are not the problem for kids of poverty. It's lack of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And Skajaja can do everything scholarship-wise, from after-school care to music lessons to summer camp, so that children understand that the world is bigger than their front porch. And I'm so excited to be involved in this, and it's a great community outreach program. And Aaron, I know they can reach out to you or to me if they want to know more on that.
Super excited to have you on the board.
Skajaja.
SKJAJA.org. It's super fun.
It is fun.
And then find Cappy Hagman at Cappy Hagman Real Estate Group at gmail.com.
I was going to make it longer, but I got bored.
You run out of characters at a certain point.
It doesn't fit on anything, but, you know.
Again, this is Cappy's Cafe. Cappy Hagman, thank you so much.
Sure thing, Aaron.